One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This is an interaction I had with two very young ladies at the Oregon Country Fair a few years ago because they wanted advice. Actually, one of them wanted advice on how to date someone who doesn't have two hands. The Oregon Country Fair has been a huge part of my life over the last 20 years. I first attended in 1993, and I attended every year for the past 27 years, and I only missed 2 years in between. And I have had so many phenomenal experiences in life and as a person with one hand. So many unique, great, phenomenal, funky, quirky, extra cool, almost beyond belief interactions. And for years, I looked forward to attending the Oregon Country Fair with the one-handed overtone. And this is just one of those great experiences that I want to share with all of you out there in podcast land. The Oregon Country Fair is on paper 3 days long, but if you're working the fair, and I've spoken at the fair a couple times, it can be up to 5 days long, a couple days before, a couple days after, and then 3 formal days where all the entertainment's rocking and the general public is there. And it can be a lot. If you have gone to a lot of festivals, you know that you have to pace yourself. You got to take it easy. You can't peak too soon, and you can't party too hard too soon. So I was just chilling at the Oregon Country Fair. I just saw some great concert. I just had some beverages, and I am in solo mode. I spend a lot of time solo at the Oregon Country Fair. And I was in this shaded area where people like to relax. And I was just kicking it. I was just kicking it by myself. I was hanging out. I was enjoying the scenery, looking at people. And then I looked over to my left, and I noticed these two young girls were looking at me. And I gave them a little smile, and I went back to just being in my own little personal bubble. And then I kind of looked back that way, and they're still looking at me. I give them a much deeper smile. They give me a nice smile. Then I'm still doing my thing. I don't know, I was checking something out or looking at the Peach Pit, the Oregon Country Fair's newspaper that tells you what's going on and what events are coming up and blah, 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 and la, la, la. And I didn't even notice that these two young girls rolled up on me. And then I look left and there they were and they said, hi. I said, hello. What do you girls know? And they said, you know, we're checking you out and we wanted to know if we could ask you some questions. And in my head, I thought, okay, a little strange, but I like forward people, you know, people that have courage, people that aren't afraid to just walk up to someone and ask them some questions. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to get. And then one of them said, it seems like you're pretty well put together. I said, okay, I got it together a little bit. I'm a little loose in some areas, but I'm pretty strong in a lot of areas. And then I noticed that this one girl started to become just ever so slightly nervous. And I relaxed my body, and I just evened my energy out, my presence, I just evened it out, and I said, how may I help you? And she started to stammer a little bit, and she says, well, you know, I'm getting ready to date this boy. We've been out on a date, and she's like, I really like him, and I want to spend more time with him, but, well, he doesn't have two hands. He's like you, and I want to know what to do. And metaphorically, I didn't even flinch. I just looked at her and said, oh, you want the inside tip on the one-handed life. And she said, yes. And we all got a little giggle, and I asked her, I said, you really like this boy, don't you? And she said, yes. And then I asked these girls, I said, how old are you? She was 16, She was 15. The other girl really didn't say a word. All she did was kind of giggle and nod her head up and down. And I could tell. This first girl was very sincere. She just wanted to know how not to hurt someone with one hand or not step on someone's toes, so to speak, or just what to do or what not to do, how to not be insensitive, or how if you're trying to be sensitive, it can seem like you're being insensitive. And I said, oh, yeah, sure, I'll help you out, you know, because I don't have two hands and I know what works for me, so I'll give you the inside tip to the best of my knowledge. And then I asked her, I said, does he have his left hand or his right hand? Not that it really matters because he's only got one. And then I asked if he had an elbow or doesn't have an elbow, because that actually makes, well, a lot of difference. Come to find out, he has his left hand and has an elbow. So very similar to me. And I said, okay, I'm just going to shoot straight from the hip. I'm going to give it to you straight up. First things first. Give your man's little arm a lot of attention. Don't be afraid to hold it. Walk hand in hand with the arm. Play with it. Give it some attention, because typically, might not get as much attention as it should. I know my arm doesn't, and I'm always appreciative when my sweetheart will cuddle my short side, my fin, my nub, whatever you want to call it, my little hand. So I was like, the first thing you want to do is make sure you give that hand, that arm, enough attention. And I said, secondly, put all the utensils on the side that he's got the hand. I'm not a big fan of crossing over to grab a fork on the other side of a plate or a knife or anything like that. I just like all my stuff on one side, the cup, the forks, the glass. It's a one-handed thing. Formally, tables are set a certain way. Doesn't work that well for me. And regardless of how they're set up, I'm just going to take it and move it and make it work for me. At this point, she really relaxed, and we were having a really good time laughing, just talking about all these one-handed romantic things, and she started to get really cheerful, and she opened up to me a little bit, and we started talking more, and I said, okay, now I'm going to give you a little more deeper information, because it's really important that you know how to pass something to someone without two hands. So if I have something in my right hand, and you're trying to pass me a book or a plate, you need to know how to pass it to me so I can grab it. I don't have a hand, so I cannot grab like a hand. You have to kind of put it near my ribs so I can squeeze it with my arm if you're going to pass me a book. And then I said, if you're going to pass me a plate, you know, you want to give me a plate, you got to put it on top of my arm. So I lift my left arm up like a waiter, and then you have to put it on top of there. I can carry plates that way. It looks a little weird, but I can do it. Both of these ladies could tell that I was very sincere in offering advice to them. And part of that is that I could tell this one girl who was about to date the one-handed boy really liked him and wanted things to work. So she was very sincere and she listened, and I looked up at her and I could tell she was just so grateful for the advice that I was giving. And then I said, okay, this is the last bit of advice I'll give you right now, because I got a show that I want to go to and I got to skim scam and get on rolling. And I said, what you want to do is just be really clear about asking if you can help him. Don't assume that there's something he can or cannot do. It's just always a really good idea to ask if he needs help and say it like this, may I help you? And if you are sincere, there is a good chance he will be honest. And if he needs help, he'll ask for it. Thank you. And if he doesn't want help, he doesn't. And if he doesn't want help, don't help him. And if he wants to figure things out in a one-handed mode, trying to figure things out for himself, because he's probably a young pup just like you are, then let him figure it out on his own. Give him a couple chances. And then ask him again, may I help you? Because sometimes it's hard to know. If you try to force help on someone, that can be offending. It's a weird situation to find yourself in. That's what I was telling her. Because sometimes people try to force their help on me, and it slightly offends me. But then sometimes people don't help me. It slightly offends me. And then other times, I simply let people help me because they really want to help me. For no other reason. They just want to help me, and they really want to do it. They're very sincere. So whether I need the help or not, I will let them help me. Oh, and she looked so happy and grateful that I was telling her this. And then I said, now, I want to tell you a little funny story in my one-handed world that kind of explains this. The story goes something like this. I was just at the supermarket buying food. I usually never buy a lot of food, but I typically have a couple bags worth of food, and I was in line. The cashier was taking all my food. I paid for my stuff, and then I looked up at the bag boy. He was probably 15 at the time, 16, not much older than these girls were, and I was telling her this story. And he didn't know what to do. And I kind of looked over, and he was looking at me, and he knew I didn't have two hands, and I was looking at him, and I could tell that he was kind of stuck. And then I looked up at him, and I said, "You don't really know what to do, do you?" And he said, "No, I don't know." I was like, "Yeah, if you ask me if I need help bagging the food, you feel like you might offend me?" And then I said, "If you don't ask me to bag the food, you never know, you might offend me." And it's funny because the two people behind me and the cashier, everyone's paying attention to this moment. But then I didn't say anything. And then I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he's like, "Well, I don't know what to do. Are you going to tell me what to do?" And I said, "Nah, either way, no matter what you do, you're screwed." And everyone started laughing. And then I just looked at him and I said, "You know, the best thing to do is just ask me sincerely what you want me to do. How may I help you? Do you want me to bag it or not? And as long as you're sincere, I will tell you what I want." And then I told him, I was like, "Could you please bag my food?" It was a great moment. And then at the Oregon Country Fair, these girls and I, we laughed so hard. I could tell they had a little inside tip. She had experienced some one-handed stuff with this guy, her soon-to-be boyfriend. And we just had a great moment. And then we just pretty much got done laughing. And I looked up at this girl, and she was crying. She was so grateful. And she just said, "Thank you. Thank you so much." She's like, "This helps me so much. I am so grateful. I was just so happy to run into you here at the fair." And I said, "You know what? Just be cool. Just love your man. And if you're a man, just love your woman. You know, just be kind to each other and support each other. And when brother needs one-handed space, give it to him. And when brother needs one-handed support, give it to him. Just be there. And sometimes, most of the time, just treat it like it's nothing. And you will have a great, great time dating the one-handed boy." Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.